Human beings do not like to think of themselves as animals. It is thus with decidedly mixed feelings that we regard the frequent reports that activities once thought to be uniquely human are also performed by other species: chimpanzees who make and use tools, parrots who use language, ants who teach. Is there anything left? You might think that human beings at least enjoy the advantage of being more generally intelligent. To test this idea, my colleagues and I recently administered an array of cognitive tests, the equivalent of nonverbal IQ tests, to adult chimpanzees and orangutans, two of our closest primate relatives, and to two-year-old human children. As it turned out, the children were not more skillful overall. They performed about the same as the apes on the tests that measured how well they understood the physical world of space, quantities, and causality. The children performed better only on tests that measured social skills, social learning, communicating, and reading the intentions of others. But such social gifts make all the difference. When you look at apes and children in situations requiring them to put their heads together, a subtle but significant difference emerges. We have observed that children, but not chimpanzees, expect and even demand that others who have committed themselves to a joint activity stay involved and not avoid their duties. When children choose not to participate in an activity, they recognize the existence of an obligation to help the group. They know that they must, in their own way, take leave to make amends. Humans structure their collaborative actions with joint goals and shared commitments. Another subtle but crucial difference can be seen in communication. The great apes, chimpanzees, bonobos, gorillas, and orangutans communicate almost exclusively for the purpose of getting others to do what they want. Human infants, in addition, gesture and talk in order to share information with others they want to be helpful. They also share their emotions and attitudes freely, as when an infant points to a passing bird for its mother and squeals with glee. This unprompted sharing of information and attitudes can be seen as a forerunner of adult gossip, which ensures that members of a group can pool their knowledge and know who is or is not behaving cooperatively. The free sharing of information also creates the possibility of pedagogy, in which adults impart information by telling and showing, and children trust and use this information with confidence. Our nearest primate relatives do not teach and learn in this manner. Finally, human infants, but not chimpanzees, put their heads together in pretense. This seemingly useless play activity is, in fact, a first baby step toward the creation of distinctively human social institutions. In social institutions, participants typically endow someone or something with special powers and obligations. They create roles like president or teacher or wife. Presidents and teachers and wives operate with special powers and obligations because, and only because, we all believe and act as if they fill these roles and have these powers. Two young children pretending together that a stick is a horse have thus taken their first step on the road not just to the land of Oz, but also toward inhabiting human institutional reality. Human beings have evolved to coordinate complex activities, to gossip and to play act together. It is because they are adapted for such cultural activities, and not because of their cleverness as individuals, that human beings are able to do so many exceptionally complex and impressive things.